conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show, conservative talk radio covering the issues that concern you here on the BBS radio network. First, a quick note about some technical issues we were having. So my apologies for any problems with our video recordings. I'm struggling to work with a new webcam and software. We hope to get these problems ironed out in the next few days and weeks. Getting back to our show, starting off today, here's a video montage contrasting the lies and trickery of the communist and globalist agent Joe Biden and the reality of the intentional mass illegal immigration invasion his criminal regime is forcing on America. Biden and many of in his administration, I believe, are believers themselves in totalitarianism, or at least supporters of it. Totalitarians live by the lie and the trick meant for public consumption, telling you what they want you to believe based on their control of the media. And they do substantially control the so-called mainstream media, which is owned by big corporations who, along with their stockholders, have huge amounts of money invested in and business with communist China. You don't do business with communist China without supporting the Communist Chinese Party, or CCP. So we find that much of the business of our so-called mainstream media today is to serve as propagandists for communism and the Communist Chinese Party. The other day I saw a video clip of a U.S. Customs and Border agent lamenting that he and his fellow agents are being forced to disobey our nation's immigration laws to help usher in the thousands of illegal aliens pouring across our borders daily now. They are forced to do this, the agent said, under threat of losing their jobs and livelihoods. It's only too obvious that the mass supposedly broken immigration system, the massive supposedly broken immigration system, the Biden regime and its allies have entirely and intentionally created is yet another big lie meant for public consumption. If you've looked at any of the reports on our illegal alien invasion, you know, that is in our alternative media, you know this is all by plot and design of the Biden regime and, again, its allies and supporters. They are stealing billions of your tax dollars, which are being used to pay for United Nations and allied non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to in turn pay these illegal alien hordes with cash and other support, including transportation, food, water, and lodging, so they can continue pouring into our country. Once here, they are being paid again and sheltered again so they can stay here, again with your tax dollars. Their presence here will then allow them to be counted as legal voting populations for U.S. Census purposes, to create new congressional districts and a supermajority for the Communist Democratic Party, the Communist-oriented Democratic Party, and its RINO, that's Republicans in name only, allies, what is known as the UDA Party, thus enabling the completion of the Marxist takeover of America and the end of America as the functioning constitutional republic it has been. We are about to witness the end of our cherished individual rights and liberties and our inevitable enslavement by the communists and their oligarch and other globalist allies who are so blind with their own greed they cannot see that many of them also will perish in the totalitarian hellhole they are so eager to create with their communist Chinese masters. And the CCP-controlled and or influenced U.S. mainstream media propaganda war goes on against tens of millions of Americans. As you know, if you are not a communist or a communist supporter, and especially if you're a Trump supporter, you are a far-right extremist and quite possibly a white supremacist, even if you're not white, in the eyes of these pro-CCP media types. For many years, Joe Biden and his family members have been raking in an undisputed tens of billion dollars, at least $31 million, in direct and indirect payments from the CCP and others other governments, individuals in those governments and corporations, including a $5 million, among the money from the CCP, that is, a $5 million interest-free, forgivable loan, in other words, a bribe, from the business partner of a CCP-controlled Chinese gangster called White Wolf, who is known to have set up the Sinaloa cartel with its fentanyl smuggling operation in Mexico, the constituents of which are known to come from China. And this is according to author and commentator Peter Schweitzer, who has never been disputed in this. Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani has remarked that the type of people the Bidens have been involved with in shady business dealings include suspected murderers, organized crime figures, and spies. In this respect, it can be argued that Joe Biden is essentially a gangster and a thug, but he appears to have the backing of powerful figures in our intelligence community, as well as in other parts of our government, and has been untouchable as far as accountability is concerned. Former U.S. State Department official Mike Benz of the Foundation for Freedom Online has declared that Joe and Hunter Biden have been longtime CIA assets. These things raise questions about who is in fact controlling our government, control of our government, but that is another matter which we won't delve into further at this point. Here are the video clips. The last clip in this montage is from the Trump campaign, with Donald Trump's response to Joe Biden's recent claims of slowing down his now infamous surge at the border of millions of unvetted illegals.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
My first day in office, I said I sent a comprehensive immigration reform bill to Congress. It expands legal pathways for entries for families and employers. It includes pathways to citizenship for dreamers in the only country that they ever called home. I love it when people say, why dreamers? Can you imagine a kid 2 years old saying, Mom, don't take me across Rio Grande, it's against the law. Give me a break. These have been model citizens. Congress has to act. And the right thing to do is to keep pushing forward until we get it done. Get it done.
Dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And I'm not saying this because I'm under the black HBCU. I say wherever I go.
Let's be clear.
There are those who don't see you and don't want this future. There are those who demonize and pit people against one another. And there are those. That's never going to be an easy battle. But I know this. The oldest, most sinister forces may believe they'll determine America's future, but they are wrong. We will determine America's future. You will determine America's future.
According to the United States intelligence community, domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland. To that end, our administration is carrying out the first ever comprehensive effort to tackle the threat posed by domestic terrorism, including white supremacy. We're doing so by taking action to reduce online radicalism and recruitment to violence. We're also disrupting networks that inspire violence and domestic terrorists by providing resources to communities to build resilience. We cannot and must not give hate any safe harbor. Any safe harbor.
Alerts going out as within 24 hours of us having 8 individuals arrested that were plotting major attacks in major U.S. cities. Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia, we are hearing that within 24 hours, there has been another arrest that has taken place of another individual that was plotting an attack against New York City. I've also shared with you the list of all of the cities that are on the FBI's watch list. They said they are aware of the fact that there are sleeper cells here in the United States that have crossed over from the southern border, and they are planning a coordinated attack to infiltrate the United States and issue this all at the same time to wreak havoc on the American people. Now, I'm going to be sharing with you the latest headlines on this as we're hearing yet another arrest has been made. And a lot of people are saying that we've literally had millions of people cross the southern border over the past couple years. Eight out of millions. How many more are there? And we're hearing the FBI warning over and over that these attacks are coming. Now, take a look at the latest headlines with me. It says NYPD arrests a man armed with handgun, body armor, axes, and knives at a traffic stop in Queens. NYPD is investigating after the Queens man was armed to the teeth, and he was arrested at the traffic stop. So this is the latest one. And as I mentioned, just 24 hours after we had seen those eight individuals arrested that were planning a coordinated attack. And the headline reading, fears are mounting of attacks against the United States after arrests of border crossers who were linked to ISIS. And the quote that is coming out now is that we are heading toward another 9/11. They're saying another event just like we saw back then. We are on the brink of that right now with the way things are unfolding with all of these illegal crossings and us not being able to vet exactly who is coming into the United States. The eight Tajikistan nationalists, they now are in custody, and they had originally been released into the U.S. after they went through the processing for entering into the United States. And a lot of people saying, why were they not stopped before? They were just captured, processed, let go into the United States, and they were plotting this, being followed by the FBI. And as I said, I shared with you that we've received word warning after warning from the FBI that there are physical and cyber attacks that are coming to the United States. They're saying it's a matter of time. They're already here. They're already entered in. The FBI is trying to watch and figure out exactly what is taking place, and we're starting to see some arrests happening. But let me go ahead and get you caught up on the latest, as this is coming back to back within 24 hours, an arrest of eight individuals and then arrest of another individual. It looks like it was a lone wolf actor, somebody on his own, that was planning an attack in New York City. And let me know your thoughts in the comments down below. Now, I see we've also got 848 people with me live this Friday evening. Do me a favor, hit the like button if you appreciate the updates. Even though I know this is not the news that we want to hear, that there are people that have infiltrated illegally into the United States that want to do harm to the American people. If you appreciate, though, knowing exactly what's going on, hit that like button for me. Subscribe to stay up to date. It's totally free. And also additional resources pinned in the description for you. And also pinned in the comments is www.steveramnews. So that way, if communications were to go down, you can also stay connected that way as well.
First victim. And it's my understanding that this suspect, this monster, fled to the United States illegally after committing the brutal murder of a young woman in El Salvador a month early in January of 2023. Once in our country and likely emboldened by his anonymity, he brutally attacked a 9-year-old girl and her mother during a home invasion in March of 2023 in Los Angeles. And as everyone I believe is aware, that was our first DNA match linking Rachel's case to the Los Angeles case. It has been a fear of mine that once we identified this suspect, the result would be exactly this. And I want to now direct these comments to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and to every member in both chambers of Congress. We are 1,800 miles away here in Harford County. We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally. Let me repeat that. 1,800 miles from the southern border, and this is the second woman in our county to be killed by an illegal alien. Suspects, in both cases, they are suspects from El Salvador with ties to criminal gangs. Should not be happening. Victor Hernandez did not come here to make a better life for himself or for his family. He came here to escape the crime he committed in El Salvador. He came here and murdered Rachel, and God willing, no one else.
Look at Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country by far, has totally surrendered our southern border. His weakness and extremism have resulted in a border invasion like we have never seen before. Other countries have emptied out their prisons, insane asylums, and mental institutions and sent us drug dealers, human traffickers, and terrorists. Millions of people have poured into our country, and now, after nearly 4 years of his failed, weak leadership, pathetic leadership, crooked Joe Biden is pretending to finally do something about the border. But in fact, it's all about show because he knows we have a debate coming up in 3 weeks. The truth is that Joe Biden's executive order won't stop the invasion. It's weak and it's pathetic. It will actually make the invasion worse. Millions of people a year will continue to pour across our border and be released into our country. And we recently learned Biden is secretly granting mass amnesty to hundreds of thousands of these illegal aliens, along with welfare, government benefits, work permits, and jobs. He's not doing that, however, for our veterans. He's not doing that for our homeless. He's giving illegal aliens far more than our veterans get, far more than our homeless get. Many of the left are even pushing for illegal aliens to vote in our elections, which is what this is all about. That's why they're allowing up to 20 million people since he took office. When I was president, we built over 500 miles of border wall, stopped the flood of criminals, and we had the safest border in the history of our country. We need to secure our border once again. We need to secure our border once and for all. Crooked Joe will never get the job done. He doesn't want to get the job done. It's just words and misinformation because he could have done it very easily. All he had to do is say, close the border. That's the power of the presidency. But when I'm elected, it will be my top priority. On day one, I will seal the border, stop the invasion, and send Joe Biden's illegal aliens back home. They have to be sent back home because no country can sustain the damage that our country is sustaining. All over the world, crime rates are going down because all over the world, not just South America, they're sending criminals into the United States of America. They're taking their drug dealers and their people in jail, lots of people in jail. They're taking their murderers, their killers, they're taking them all and they're sending them into the United States. In Venezuela, crime is down a staggering 67%. Because if you go to Caracas, if you go to different places, they're sending their criminals into the United States. It's a horrible thing, and that's happening all over the world, many, many places, many countries. We're not going to let it continue. We're going to get them out. We're going to bring our country back to safety. We're going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Thank you very much.
Much has been made of late of Joe Biden's cognitive decline. And this has been going on for years, but lately that decline has become much more pronounced, generating a great deal of speculation about a rumored Democratic Party boss's plot to remove Biden before this year's critical presidential election and replace him with a new, supposedly more viable candidate for president. Here's one of the recent examples of Joe Biden falling into a confusion and stupefied freeze at public events. This one, a Juneteenth celebration at the White House earlier this month.
Nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody.
If you watched and or listened to our last program, you saw speculation by YouTube commentator Mr. Reagan that Joe Biden is being given amphetamines and possibly other drugs to keep him more attentive in his public appearances. It's also been speculated that these freezes are part of a side effect of another medication or medications Biden is receiving, which are said to cause periods of confusion in recipients. One of the main people talked about as a potential Biden replacement is California's radical leftist governor, Gavin Newsom, who recently made a trip to China and received a rare personal meeting with CCP leader Xi Jinping. This meeting is a key indicator of how important Newsom is to the CCP, I'd say. The meeting was ostensibly to talk about trade and also climate change, the mantra of the left, which the CCP endorses in principle but largely ignores in practice in order to entice more capital investment from the West. However, I saw virtually nothing about the substance of these talks upon Newsom's return. It appears likely to me that Newsom went to Beijing to get the CCP's endorsement, should he be the U.S. Democratic Party's anointed one to replace the rapidly mentally declining Joe Biden. According to election integrity activist Mike Lindell and his team and others, the CCP has a copy of a super-secret CIA supercomputer system known as the Hammer and an elections interference program called Scorecard used with it to remotely manipulate votes through electronic voting equipment. And Lindell has claimed that more than 90% of election interference cyber attacks on U.S. voting equipment in the 2020 election came from CCP operatives in China. You can learn more about the Hammer and Scorecard on websites such as theamericanreport.org and also in the book, Invisible Treason in America, which devotes an entire chapter to the Hammer and Scorecard. I believe Joe Biden wants to have a second term so he could pardon his son Hunter and brother Jim for any crimes they could be charged with and convicted of. I wouldn't be surprised that if Joe Biden is promised that by his replacement, that these pardons will be performed, then Joe would likely agree to step aside and give up running for the second term. Former Harvard law professor, prominent lawyer and constitutional scholar Alan Dershowitz on his podcast The Dersh Show on Rumble.com recently, and also rebroadcast on YouTube, has said Hunter Biden's conviction recently on federal gun charges is likely a likely related to politics, as those charges are usually not brought by prosecutors except when coupled with gun violence charges, which is not the case with Hunter Biden. Dershowitz postulated that Hunter's conviction on the gun charges is an attempt to show, or rather shore up, the leftist-dominated Department of Justice's claim that no one is above the law to help suppress the idea that the DOJ is politically targeting Donald Trump. Here's a video clip from a recent Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo on Fox, with host Maria Bartiromo interviewing James Comer, chairman of the U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, for an update on the committee's ongoing impeachment investigation of Joe Biden.
Referrals for Hunter Biden and James Biden over perjury, for lying to Congress. Where are the criminal referrals if that's all true? Where are the criminal referrals for FARA, for money laundering, for corruption, for influence peddling? Where are those?
Yeah. Well, we're just beginning, Maria, and a lot of those crimes that the Bidens have committed, the statute of limitations has run out. That was one of the complaints that the IRS whistleblower said when we had him testify in our committee. But we're going to deal with those, and we're going to deal with Joe Biden. Remember, this is an investigation of Joe Biden. Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Eric Sherwin, Devin Archer, these are all witnesses in an investigation of Joe Biden. This was always about Joe Biden. Now, we're going to do everything we can to hold Hunter Biden and all the different shady associates accountable. This is just the beginning, but the next step will be accountability for Joe Biden. I think everyone that's kept up with this investigation will be very eager to see what the next step is. This is the first step, these criminal referrals. Everything that we refer to the Department of Justice is within the statute of limitations. In fact, there's 5-year statute of limitations. So if Merrick Garland's Department of Justice doesn't take this up in an appropriate manner, then the next administration and a new attorney general certainly can. The investigation's already been done. And with these criminal referrals, we published a 60-page report of nothing but hard evidence that no one has made a comment disputing anything we provided in the evidence.
Okay, so these criminal referrals will stand for 5 years beyond potentially yes. Merrick Garland's time there and
absolutely.
Biden's DOJ. Are you saying that we could expect a criminal referral against Joe Biden for money laundering? Is that what you just said?
Well, I think that it's no secret Joe Biden's committed many crimes, and I think that you're going to see a report very soon. That report is imminent. That'll probably be an interim report that updates everyone on the crimes that Biden and his administration have committed throughout this investigation and through the years of the Obama-Biden administration.
Well, you have subpoena power. Why not subpoena these people as well? Put them in the hot seat.
We've subpoenaed all the associates. The only person we haven't talked to is Joe Biden. As you know, it's hard to subpoena a sitting president, or the Democrats would have done that to Donald Trump. But I think that what we've done in all of our depositions okay. and interviews has been very substantive, and it's going to be very useful in accountability.
Again, if you watched and or listened to our last program, you probably saw and or heard Election integrity activist and multimillionaire inventor and businessman Jovan Hutton Pulitzer's introduction to his recent video series on corruption in U.S. elections, which he's posted on his Rumble.com channel. And this series is an introduction, which I did run, or parts of it. And he was also in charge of the forensic audit of Arizona's 2020 election results. And Pulitzer observes that it's not just people allegedly electronically interfering with U.S. electronic voting equipment and vote totals sent over the internet to manipulate votes in our elections, but it's also ballot and voting fraud through well-organized illegal use of voter registration rolls, illegal paper ballots, and the like. Marley Hornick of the New York Citizens Group investigating New York State's voter registration rules has reported that her group discovered some 5 million illegal or otherwise invalid voter registrations in that state, throwing into question the results of recent elections there. Hornick claimed her group's findings had been turned over to the FBI, but nothing since has been heard about this from that agency. Then we are also confronted with the claim by Trump campaign spokeswoman Liz Harrington and others that more than 100,000 votes were received and counted in Pennsylvania in the 2020 election than there are registered voters in that state. And if you follow the election disasters in Arizona, you know about the 2022 election printing of many thousands of ballots on the wrong size paper there, which jammed in counting machines and held up in-person voting for many thousands, mostly in Republican-dominated areas, and actually prevented many of these people from voting. In the end, just enough votes were officially received and counted to ensure the electoral defeat of all Trump-endorsed candidates. Most of the courts in Arizona have acted and ruled in favor of the winners, and we are expected to believe this was all legitimate. We election integrity activists and supporters have many challenges facing us in these last few months before the all-important 2024 election. President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, now RNC co-chair and part of an RNC, that's Republican National Committee, newly created Election Integrity Task Force, has said the RNC has some 100,000 election observers and over 90 lawsuits pending in the group's efforts to secure our elections, but much more help is needed. As Jovan Hutton Pulitzer said, there are 175,000 polling places in the U.S. Here's a recent video clip of Laura Trump talking election integrity on former Trump advisor Steve Bannon's War Room program.
Yeah, that's a great news, Steve. We are on offense. I mean, you look over at the other side of the aisle, look at Joe Biden. Look at the fact that this is a guy trying to run for president again with the lowest approval rating of any incumbent in history. His vice president, Kamala Harris, right there alongside of him with abysmal ratings as well. And so I think what's going on in this country right now, and I'll tell you, I've traveled all over America. I was in Michigan last night speaking to Macomb County, the county that Donald Trump flipped in 2016, if people remember. This is a group of people in this country that understand now we can compare and contrast two presidents and two presidencies. And I love everything I just heard Charlie Kirk talking about there. He is exactly right. We are expanding the map right now. We are expanding the red in this country. We have added Virginia and Minnesota to our battleground maps. People get what's going on. And what we are seeing is that so many people right now are saying, I can't afford to vote for Joe Biden again. People are waking up, Stephen. When they're awake, they are not going back to sleep. I think we are poised to see a historic election, but we need everybody's help. We need everybody to get out and vote. We need everybody to join our election integrity team. That's something new at the RNC. First time ever we have an election integrity team. The chairman, Michael Whatley, and I have promised 100,000 people volunteering on our team to make sure that this is a free, fair, and transparent election. If anybody in the audience wants to join, it's protectthevote.com. Again, protectthevote.com. If you are an attorney, we want you because we want attorneys in every major polling location across this country. So, Steve, we're not reactive, we're proactive. Whenever we see an issue, we can immediately strike, and we are not waiting days or weeks on end. We need people as well, Steve, to get out and vote early. Here's what I want to tell everybody out there. I know as Republicans, we typically like to go vote on election day, but we all know life happens. You got kids, you've got yourself, a job to worry about. Look at Carrie Lake in her race. Had you not seen that one polling location completely crash on election day, a very red district, by the way, in Arizona, she likely would have won her race. You look at a state like Nevada, where we had a recent election there with an ice storm that made it very difficult for people to get out and vote. We want you to bank your vote. At the RNC, we're doing everything we can to ensure your vote is counted. And I can promise everybody out there, we've got 91 lawsuits in 25 states right now. We're working overtime to make sure that the cheating does not impact this election. You go vote, and then we want you taking somebody from that day all the way up to election day to go vote. Take your friends, take your neighbors, take your dentist. I don't care, as long as they're voting for Donald Trump and Republicans down ticket. That's what we want to see happen. And then we don't have to chase that vote, right? Then we can actually pull our resources and focus on people out there who may be low propensity voters, who may have not voted in the past two election cycles. Get your vote in, get it banked early, make sure it counts, and we are going to make it too big to rig. So we have a lot going on right now. Everything is looking in the right direction, but we're not going to take our foot off the gas. We're going to play like we're behind all the way up to November 5th. And I want to just go ahead and throw it out there. We're going to shut this one down, Steve, early on November 5th. We're not going to take it into November 6th. We're going to know before people go to bed that night Donald Trump is the 47th president.
I sure want to believe Laura Trump is right about the winner for president in this November's election. But there's no doubt in my mind that the same people who worked to throw our recent elections, having largely gotten away with it, have every intention of doing it again, and are preparing to do everything they can to keep Donald Trump from winning in 2024. I'd like to see some concerted action by Congress or other reputable investigating bodies to see that the hammer and scorecard are not used for illegality, and everything possible is done to prevent the CCP from using that system or whatever version of it they may have in our future elections, and anyone else that may be intending to do so. Also, the true Republicans dominating in our state legislatures should step up and intervene in those Democrat and Rhino-dominated vote counting operations in places like Philadelphia, Maricopa County, Arizona, Detroit, Atlanta, and elsewhere, to ensure that state and federal laws are followed. The Constitution is clear that state legislators are vested with the authority to determine the manner and timing of elections, not courts, governors, or corrupt Democrat and Republican county and local election officials and personnel. I've been volunteering as an election observer for years now. We all need to do whatever we can do to support truly free and fair elections. If you're interested in volunteering your time to help out with the 2024 election, go to protectthevote.com, as you heard Laura Trump relate. That's protectthevote.com. And look into what you can do to help out with ensuring the integrity of our future elections. America's and your futures are at stake. That's all for another show. As always, we hope you found today's content of interest and value. You can watch and or listen to a podcast of today's show when it's posted shortly on the Jim Benson Show pages here at bpsradio.com and elsewhere. Look for us again with another show 2 weeks from now in the same time slot. Have a great rest of your day and evening.